Today's daf is Menachas Daf Chof Hei, and we are at the very top of Daf Chof Hei Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. So the topic of today's daf is the tzitz, specifically the special power that the tzitz had to make certain avodos that technically should have been invalid, valid. So we know that the big day kahuna were like living organisms. They had a koyach for themselves. The Gemara says in the end of Perek Mizbech Mekadesh, so Perek Mizbech Mekadesh is a very lamdish perek, one of the most lamdish prokem in Seder Gachem. But the last amud is Agadata. And one of the things the Gemara discusses, Amar Ab in Yoni Bar Sosoy, Loma Nismecha Parshas Korbanis La Parshas Big Day Kahuna, Loma Lucha Ma Korbanis Mechaprin, just like the Korbanis had an ability to be Mechaper, Af Big Day Kahuna Mechaprin, Kisoynis Mechaperis Al Shvichas Domim, Michnesayim Mechaperis Al Gili Arayos, Mitznefes Mechaperis Al Gassi Ruach, etc., etc. And the Gemara went and listed all the Big Day Kahuna and correlated them to a particular Avera and mentioned that the Big Day Kahuna had an ability in and of themselves to be Mechaper, stating that the Tzitz, which was one of the Big Day Kahuna, had an additional ability. Not only was it Mechaper, like Big Day Kahuna were Mechaper, not only was it Machsher, the Kohen, or in the case of the Tzitz, the Kohen Gadol, to be able to do the Avodah so that he shouldn't be a Mechusar Begadim, but the Tzitz was also Meratza, specifically, as we'll see in the Mishnah, and that's really the topic of today's daf, if the Dam of the Karbon, the Chalavim of the Karbon, or the basar of the carbon became tame, where ordinarily now that part of the carbon is tame, that should pose some serious challenges to this avodah being done in a way that's kosher. There's a concept of the tzitz being meratza, and that somehow allows us to look away from the fact that there's tuma involved. As it relates to the prate dina, we'll see that during the course of the daf. But for now, this idea of tzitz meratza is applied to menachas. And again, that's the theme of the beginning of Masechtas Menachas. We're taking sugyas that we've already learned, some of the more lamdisha and important fundamental sugyas in Masechtas Vachem, and we're applying them to menachas. Zok the Mishnah, nitma ha-koymeitz, if the koymeitz of the mincha became tame, and the kohen was makrivit anyways, it's meratza. No worries, the tzitz works. Yotza, what if the kohen was yotza? Psul yotza v'krivoy, in it's meratza. Shat tzitz meratza ala tome, v'ine meratza ala yotza. Although the tzitz is meratza, but it's only meratza on the psul of tuma, it's not meratza on the psul of yotza. Tanu rabbanu benosa harin as havoyin hakodesh. The pasuk says, v'hoya al mitzach haharin, referring to the tzitz, the nasa aharin as havoin hakodashim asher yakdishu bnei Yisrael l'chol matnus kodesheim. That's the pasuk that mentions this special koyach that the tzitz has to be meratza. The pasuk says the nasa aharin as havoin hakodashim, that aharin by wearing the tzitz is going to carry, he's going to somehow make go away the avera of kodesh. What avera are we discussing? It says the Gemara, v'chei z'avoinu nois, imtai m'avoin pigel, are we referring to the avera of pigel, harik farnem lo yichashev. The Torah says regarding pigel lo yichashev, which although the Gemara darshins in Zvachim chavtesam adveiz, we always refer to that Gemara, that it's a loisa say, that thou shall not think bad thoughts when you bring a garment. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even get malchus for a machshev as pigel, because it's lo yichashev. Rabbi Yehuda holds lav she'im by ma'isa lo yikinol. But that's not the pashim shan in the pasuk. Pashim shan in the pasuk is lo yichashev. We're not going to consider the carbon. In other words, the carbon is possible. What do you mean? The tzitz is meratza. So you see clearly that the tzitz is not meratza the avoyin of pigel. If it's referring to the avoyin of noisar, harik far nemar lo yiratza. It says regarding noisar lo yiratza. So which avoyin is the tzitz meratza for? Ha'inei noisar elo avoyin tomo. And what would be the reason to say that tumah should be different than noisah, should be different than pigel? Shehutru michlala b'tzibur. Because you find a certain kula in the psul tumah, and that is, if the tzibur, or rather the tzibur was tameh, tumah hutru b'tzibur, tumah tchuyah b'tzibur, certain karbanos were able to be brought. Thus, you see a certain kula, hutru michlala, when it comes to tumah, so it makes sense, if the tzitz is meratza for a certain psul, it's meratza for the psul of tumah. In other words, you don't find any hutra mechlala when it comes to the avoyin pigel. You don't find any hutra mechlala when it comes to the avoyin noisar. You do find hutra mechlala when it comes to tumah. Thus, when the Torah says very ambiguously, "V'nasa aharin es avoyin hakadoshim," now we don't know what this avoyin hakadoshim is. It makes sense to say that which avoyin is it? It's the avoyin of tumah. Maskef for Rab Zeira, but Rab Zeira said, "Are these the only three psul psulim that you have in kachim, so that if it's not noiser, it's not pigle by process of elimination, it must be tumah. Maybe it's the psul yoytze, and that too is hutru michlali shehutu michlali bevamah. So the same kula that you have in tumah, that it's hutru michlali betzibur, you have by yoytze. It's not hutru michlali betzibur, but it's hutru michlali bevamah. Amalei abaya amar kol the rotzin lahem lefnei Hashem. The pasuk says lefnei Hashem in this same context of the tzitz, and we learn from there oven the lefnei Hashem in oven the yoytze loy. Yoytze is a psul that by definition is not lefnei Hashem. Where does yoytze happen? When it's Yaitzeh, when it's not in the Mechitzahs of the Azara. Thus, there's a drasha that says that the Aveira that the Tzitz is being Miratzah for has to be an Ovindel Lefnei Hashem. Tumah is an Ovindel Lefnei Hashem. Tumah could happen anywhere, but it could also happen Lefnei Hashem, as opposed to Yaitzeh, that by definition was not Lefnei Hashem. Maskel for Rabbi Yiloh, Emi Avoyim Smoil. Maybe it's talking about the Aveira or the Psul of smile, if a kohen did that, is avoda with his left hand, which is one of the psulim that I mentioned with regards to zvachim and menachos. Maybe that's what it's referring to, and that too has the same hutra michlala, yom kippurim, because on Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol, when he carried the kaf and the machta, carried one of them with his left hand, and the halacha of the k'tiris on Yom Kippur was considered an avoda. Thus, you see, you could do avoda with your left hand. That's hutra mechlaloi. Has the same kula tumah. Maybe that's what the tzitz was meratzah for. Amalei abaya amakra avoyin oven shahayu ba udechisiv lafuki yemi kippurim dechshere b'smarlo. When we say hutra mechlaloi, what we're trying to find in this context is we're trying to find a hutra mechlaloi where the psul exists in another area, yet the Torah looked away from the psul, such as tumah. Tumah hutra b'tzibur, tumah tchuyah b'tzibur, tumah which is hutra mechlaloi, doesn't mean that by a carbon tzibur there's no such thing as tumah. Of course, such a thing as tumah. Certainly, according to the Ma'an Noma that holds tumah tchuyah b'tzibur, there is a heftz of tumah. It has implications even la halacha. We say that despite the fact it's tumah, and ordinarily tumah creates psul. When it comes to tzibur, tumah is not going to create psul. Thus, it's hutra mechlaloi. I found a place where there's the psul tumah, and the psul tumah doesn't impact the carbon. So to here, the tzitz will be meratz and say, despite the fact that there's tumah, still the tzitz is going to be meratz on the tumah. As opposed to smile, where although you find hutra michlaloi, you find that smile is mutter in another place, on Yom Kippur, but over there, it's not the pshat, there's a psul smile. But the Torah said, despite the fact that it's possible, it's okay. There's no psul smile at all. So although throughout Zvachim and Achas, the Gemara often will refer to smile as hutra michlaloi, but it's not the same hutra michlaloi as tumah. Tumah is a hutra michlaloi in that there's tumah, yet it's still mutter. Smile is hutra michlaloi, but really there's no psul smile in the example of where it's hutra michlaloi. And being that we're playing on the word avain, avain suggests avain shahayu bayu dechisev. Thus, smile doesn't fit the criteria as well as tumah does, therefore tzitz is meratza on tumah, it's not meratza on smol. Rav Asher said a different tarot, how I know that tzitz is not meratza on smol, because the pasuk says, v'nosa aharon es avoyin hakadoshim, v'lo yavoyin hamakdishim. Avoyin hakadoshim sounds like there's something wrong with the heftza. There's something wrong with the actual, it became tumah, or noiser, or pigle, in this case tumah, as opposed to smile, where there's nothing wrong with the chetza. What's wrong is with the gavra. The problem is the makdish, the koyin, did the avoida in the wrong way. It's mechaper an avoin hakadoshim, not an avoin hamakdish. Maybe it means balmum, which is also chetza, and it's huta mechlole ba'ofis, the omamar, Thomas of Zachris, but behavior in Thomas of Zachris, ba'ofis. There's no psul balmum when it comes to an oif. So it's hutra mechlole. It's also avoyin hakadosh and v'lo avoyin makdishim. So you can check off all the boxes. It technically meets all the criteria. So maybe when the pasuk says regarding the tzitz, v'hoya al metzach haharin, the nasa haharin as avoyin hakadoshim, maybe it means that if there was a psul balmum in the carbon, the tzitz is meratza. How do you know it's being meratza on the psul tuma amalei? So he told him back, olecha amakra lo yiratza. Another pasuk says ki loy l'ratza yia lachem. The Torah says twice that when it comes to a balmum, lo yiratza ki loy l'ratza. So if it's obviously, there's nothing being meratza, not even the tzitz, because if the tzitz was meratza, the Torah wouldn't say lo yiratza. Bottom line is, by process of elimination, we went through some psulim. We went through pigel, went through noisar, we went through smile, we went through yoytze, we went through balmum. It must be that when the Torah says that the tzitz is meratza, it's meratza on the psul tumah. Now, Tosfos asks some obvious questions. Maybe it's the psul zarus. Tosfos If you look in the Achronim, they have other kashas. Bottom line is, the Gemara only went through a sampling of other psulim. Ayin b'rishonim v'achronim, if you want to work out some of the other psulim that I mentioned in Zvachim and Menachis, the bottom line is, it's more a pressable nation than anything else. Because really, the Torah doesn't say anywhere what the tzitz was meratza for. But we know that tzitz was meratza. That's a pasuk in the Torah. What was it meratza for? That's the Mishnah. It's meratza on Tumah. So if it's a case of a zevach, it's going to be meratza on dam and the chelev and the basar, as we'll see in the course of the daf, in the context of menachas, which is what we're learning right now. It's the Mishnah nitma hakoymetz vehekrivoy hatzitz meratza. Either way, zokt the Gemara vayt tanu rabbanon dam shenitma vizarkoi, if the dam became tamei vizarkoi, and then a koyen did zrika bishoygeg hurtza bemezid loy hurtza. So dam became tamei, and now there was a zrika. If it happened bishoygeg hurtza, if it happened bemezid loy hurtza, how could it be hurtza? The tzitz is meratza. That's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah discusses it in the context of a mincha. This brice over here is discussing it in the context of a zevach. Now, the brice is a little bit unclear because the brice is differentiating between shoygig and mezid. The question is, what happened to shoygig and what happened to mezid? I'll present two ways how you could learn this brisa. Dam shenitma, the dam became tamei v'zarkei, and the zrika was done. B'shoygig, if it became tamei b'shoygig, hurtza. B'mezid, if it became tamei b'mezid, loy hurtza. That's option A. Option B would be dam shenitma, the dam became tamei. I don't care how it became tamei. V'zarkei, and now the koyin did zrika. B'shoygig, if he did the zrika, b'shoygig, hurtza. B'mezid, loy hurtza. So the truth is, we'll see at the end of the daf, it's going to be a machlokes amayram, exactly how to learn this braisa. But for now, we'll follow Rashi. Rashi says, v'hai shoygig u'mezid, mefarish l'kamona hai koi, i'azrika, i'atame. So for now, Rashi says it's not important to know necessarily whether b'shoygig u'mezid are referring to the tumah of the zrika, or the zrika, the tumah. Bottom line is, we'll leave it for now. The reason it's interesting that it's not important to know that is because the whole topic of the daf is going to be this idea right now. The chiluk in shoygeg u'mezid, but for now, there's going to be some suspense and foreshadowing. We're going to be left hanging now, knowing whether this shoygeg u'mezid, which is the topic of the entire daf, we don't even know what the definition is. Does it mean it became tumah b'shoygeg? Or does it mean that the zrika was done b'shoygeg? Either way, the price continues. When is this true b'yach? That's just true for a carbon yach. But tzibur, if it was a carbon tzibur, bein b'shoygeg, bein b'mezid. What happened? We don't know. It worked. When it comes to the carbon of a non-Jew, bein b'shoygig, bein b'mezid, bein ba'oynis, bein b'ratzon, the halacha is loy hurtza. Either way, what we need for this next part of the daf right now is the braisa is distinguishing between a carbon yachid and a carbon tzibur as it relates to the halacha of tzitz meratza. When it comes to a carbon yachid, the only time that tzitz is meratza is b'shoygeg. B'mezid, the tzitz is not meratza. When it comes to a carbon tzibur, it doesn't matter if it was b'shoygeg or b'mezid. Bein b'shoygeg, bein b'mezid, hurts. So there's a chiluk between a carbon yachid and a carbon tzibur, specifically as it relates to b'mezid. When it comes to a carbon yachid, the tzitz is meratza b'shoygeg, it's not meratza b'mezid. When it comes to a carbon tzibur that sits as meratza, bein b'shoygig, bein b'mezid. For 8 tomorrow, for a minute, I'll ask you a stira. Al mahat sits meratza, al adam, v'al abosar, v'al achelev shenitma. Bein b'shoygig, bein b'mezid. Bein b'oynis, bein b'rotz. Bein b'yochid, bein b'tzibur. It's a stira. This price says clearly that sits as meratza, bein b'shoygig, bein b'mezid, bein b'yochid, bein b'tzibur. Those are the two parts of this price that we really need. So you see clearly that the tzitz is meratza, even for a carbon yachid, even b'mezid. So it's a blatant contradiction. I'm Rabbi Yosef Leikasha. I'm Rabbi Yosef Arabon. Time to learn to the price. So ein tor min min atome ala tor. Ve'in toram b'shoygeg chumasay chumba b'mezid ein chumasay chumba. So the Gemara is going to apply a halacha that's completely unrelated to what we're learning right now, but there's a principle in that Gemara that our Gemara thinks is relevant. That is, there's a halacha that you're not allowed to be toirim l'katchila from Truma Tmeya onto Truma Tahira. What happens if a person does it? Says the Gemara, b'shoigig, if he did it b'shoigig, truma se truma. B'mezid, if he did it b'mezid, ain't truma se truma. Rabbi Yossi says, b'im b'shoigig, b'im b'mezid, truma se truma. No, it's always truma. It doesn't matter if he did it b'shoigig, doesn't matter if he did it b'mezid, it's always going to be truma. Now, what's pshat in the Tanna Kamma? That the Tanna Kamma says only b'shoigig, truma se truma, b'mezid, ain't truma se truma. Presumably, he holds that the Chachamim made a knas that they held, that being that ain't tarmim in a tamei al atar, even though in tarim b'shoigig, it's good, which means that it's not ma'akev in the truma, meaning it's okay to be mafresh menatomei al atar, but don't do it b'mezid. And if you do it b'mezid, ain't truma se truma. Rabbi Yossi said that no, even though it's not something you're supposed to do, but bein b'shoigig and bein b'mezid, truma se truma. Meaning there's a machlekes, Rabbi Yossi and the Tanna Kamma in this braisa, if a person does something b'mezid that he wasn't supposed to do, do we give him a knas and say that it's not going to be okay, or do we not give him a knas? Says the Gemara, if the tzitzis meratza b'shoigig, then the tzitzis meratza b'mezid also. The only tzad that the tzitz shouldn't be meratza is because we're going to be koines, and we're going to say b'mezid, you're going and you're taking dam that's tome and you're putting it on the mizbech. I know the tzitz is meratza, but still, you're not supposed to do it the katchila. So why do you do it the katchila? Tzitz meratza means if it happened b'shoigig, but why are you doing it the katchila? So let's go ahead and give a knas. But the question is, do we cancel a person for doing something b'mezid that he wasn't supposed to do? It seems to be a machlokes Rabbi Yossi in the Tanna Kamma. The Tanna Kamma says, yeah, we do. Therefore, the Tanna Kamma holds that if someone's Torah and not Tomei Allah, Torah ben Mezid, ain't Shumas Shumba. Rabbi Yossi says, we're not. If that's the case, the two brises that we have with regards to a Kohen that did the Zrika ben Mezid, whether or not the zruka should be okay, meaning that tzitz should be meratza or the tzitz should not be meratza, is telling the machlokes Rabbi Yossi and the Chacham. According to the Tanna Kamma, who hold that we were koine someone that's toyer v'na tamei al atar, so too the tzitz will only be meratza for a korban yachid b'shoigig. It's not going to be meratza b'mezid. Rabbi Yossi, who holds there's no difference between shoigig and mezid, we never give a knas even for a mezid, so there's going to be no knas even if the korban yachid became either tamei b'mezid or the zruka was dumb b'mezid. Whichever one it means, we don't know yet, Rashi says, but for right now, it doesn't matter. The point is, mezid doesn't have any impact. So if mezid doesn't have any impact, that's the second braisa that says, bein b'shoigig, bein b'mezid, bein b'yochid, bein b'tzibur, it's always going to be mirat. So the first braisa, therefore, is the Tanna Kamma of that Mesachtes Trumas, and the second braisa is going to be Rabbi Yossi of that Mishnah Mesachtes Trumas. What does it have to do with each other? One has nothing to do with the other. One is discussing that tzitz being meratza, the other one is discussing being mafis trum and atame alatar. It's one principle that they have, and there's one common denominator, and that is you weren't supposed to do it. You did it. B'shoigig, we know it's okay. What if you did it b'mezid? Is there a knas for mezid or not? The tan of the first price in our sugya holds is a knas for mezid. That's why by carbon yachid tzitz is not meratza b'mezid. It's a knas. The second price is Rabbi Yossi, who holds that we were not koines. But the Gemara says, "Eimet the shamalei the Rabbi Yossi the loy koines the meratza tzitz al achilos mi shamalei." You can't say that tan of this price is Rabbi Yossi. You know I know that because this price, the second price, has said that the tzitz, in addition to being meratza and dam became Tommy, it's meratza on basa that became tame, and it's meratza on chelov that became tame as well. And the truth is, it's a machlokes tannaim whether the tzitz was meratza on basa that became tame. Rashi says, everybody agrees that tzitz was meratza on dam tame. That's this mission. Nobody argues with this halacha. Everybody agrees that the tzitz was meratza on chelov. That's the part of the animal, the basa that went on the mizbech that became tame. The question is, what about the basa that was eaten? If it became tame, was the tzitz meratza or was the tzitz not meratza? Now, just to be clear, everybody holds that if basar becomes tameh, even though the tzitz is meratza, it doesn't allow the person now to go ahead and eat the basar. The kehanim couldn't eat the basar, the bailim couldn't eat the basar. You're not allowed to eat kachim that's tameh. It's very, very chomer. And it doesn't matter tzitz meratza, tzitz not meratza. What does it mean that the tzitz is meratza and basar tameh? So the Shita Mekubetz says, right here on the Amud says, two pshatim, but we'll just speak out one. And that is, it's negei the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. It's going to be the topic of tomorrow's daf, by the way. The machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua has a chiddush in Zvachim. We had it by Rikos already in Menachis, in ein basar, ein dam. That means if there's no basar, or there's no basar that's kosher, ein dam, you can't go ahead and do the zrika. Al zeh nemar tzitz meratza ala basar. What happens if the basar became tameh? The tzitz will be meratza, and it will say that even though the basar's tummy, which means ein basar, which means ein dam. No, the tzitz is meratza. But the tzitz is not going to be meratza on basar tummy to allow you to eat the basar. What's the lundus? What's the methodology? Tzitz meratza works for hechsher avoida. So as the tumas basar relates to hechsher avoida, the halach of ein basar ein dam, you have the tzitz meratza. But tzitz meratza doesn't work for achilas kachim. So as it relates to the achilas kachim, for that it's not going to work. But the bottom line is this brisa that said, aman tzitz meratza al adam bala basar al achilav, is clearly of the opinion that tzitz is not just meratza on dam shenitma or on chilav shenitma, it's meratza on basar shenitma as well. It's what's known as, in Gemara vernacular, tzitz meratza al achilos, on basar, the basar that was eaten. Not to allow you to eat it, but to say that this basar, so that you have no chisaron of a main basar, ain't that. The problem with saying that the second brayse is Rabbi Yossi, who holds that we're not koines by mezid, just like it, you're not allowed to be toyim and atame al atar, but if you do it even by mezid, it's truma. So too you want to say that if the tumma happened by mezid, it's okay. It's very nice. You're applying a principle in afrashas truma to a principle in tzitz meratza. We're varfing over here. It's beautiful. It's very, very geschmack. The problem is that brisa, agav, is of the opinion tzitz meratza al achilos. And we have information about Rabbi Yossi as it relates to the halach of tzitz meratza al achilos. V'tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, oimer at tzitz meratza al achilos. Rabbi Yossi, oimer, ein at tzitz meratza al achilos. Rabbi Yossi can't be the tanya of the brisa. The Gemara says, epoch. You know what? Maybe flip that second brisa. Rabbi Eliezer, oimer, ein at tzitz meratza al achilos. Rabbi Yossi, oimer, tzitz meratza al achilos. Okay, if Rabbi Yossi holds tzitz meratza al achilos, then I call Yovei al mekayim b'shalom. But the Gemara says, maskev l'rab sheishes, umi matis afchisla. You can't switch that last brisa. Because if you switch that last brisa, it's very nice. Rabbi Yosef will hold tzitz meratza al achilas, so he'll be the second brisa that we began the daf with. It's all good, right? The problem is then Rabbi Eliezer is going to walk away holding that the tzitz was not meratza al achilas. Problem is, we have a long-winded brisa that's going to take us almost to the bottom of the oven now, where the Gemara is just going to prove one thing, that Rabbi Eliezer holds that the tzitz was also meratza al achilas. So you can't tell me, epoch, that Rabbi Yosef holds tzitz meratza al achilas, Rabbi Eliezer holds in that tzitz meratza al achilas, because I know Rabbi Eliezer holds tzitz meratza al achilas. So what are we going to try to accomplish now with this long-winded brisa? Because it's going to be very easy to forget. What we're going to try to accomplish now is that Rabbi Yosef cannot hold at tzitz meratza al achilos in that brisa. Thus, Rabbi Yossi must hold ein tzitz meratza al achilos. If he holds ein tzitz meratza al achilos, he can't be the tana of the previous brisa, which means we're left with a stira. Okay, how do you know that Rabbi Eliezer holds tzitz meratza al achilos? But Tanya learned the brisa yochel basa shenitma lufnei because dami yuchay yavin alei mishum tumah. Not an easy brisa. I would think that if basa became tame before zrika, and somebody tame went ahead and ate the basa, you would think he should be chayiv kar. So we know that if somebody that's tame, some of the harder sugyas in kachin, eats kachin, the halach is he's chayiv karas. So if someone that's tahar eats kachin that's tameh, it's a problem. But if someone is tameh and eats kachin that's tahar, it's even a bigger problem. Tumas aguf is more chamer than tumas basar. If somebody eats kachin betumas aguf, he's chayiv karas. This Bryce is discussing if somebody that was tameh ate kachin, but the kachin was also b'achila, because it was lefnei zrika. And Zrika, in addition to being Meratza, is also Mata the Basar Bachil. So essentially, the Tomei, the Tumas Aguf, that's the more Chumer Sug Tumah in the context of Kachem, ate Basar that was Asa Bachil. You would have thought that he should be Chayiv Karis Tamad Loimer, Kol Tahar Yoichal Basar. It says that a Tahar is allowed to eat Basar, and then the Torah says, if you're not Tahar, Vanevich Ashatoichal Basar, Mibzar Ashlavim, Hashel Hashem, Vitumasa Yalav, Vinichrasa. And we make a Hekdash. Hanitel with Tahar and Chayav and Mishum Tumah. Only Basar, where you can say the words called Tahar Yoichal Basar, meaning Basar that's Mutal Tahirim, do you have the halacha of Anefesh Ashatoichal Basar, Mibzar Ashlavim, Hashel Hashem, Vitumasa Yalav, Vinichrasa. And being that basa lifnei zrika is not nitter l'tahirim, if someone's tummy and eats it, he's not going to be mishum toma. Fake the Gemara. If you're going to make such a hackish and you're going to say that the only time a person's chayev for eating basar kachin betumas agot is if it's mutar l'achiva, maybe if it was once mutal achila, but right now it's not mutal achila, that too will be enough to say that he wouldn't be chayiv karas. Meaning, what we're being memayit from this hekesh, that it has to be nitel tahirim, is something that was never mutar. It became tummy before zrika, so it was never mutar. What if it was mutar, and then something happened to it later? Such as, maybe lon and yoytze, a psul that came about after the zrika. Maybe that too should be enough of a psul to tell me that being that it's not nitel tahirim, so you don't have kol tor yechal basar. So maybe you shouldn't have the halach of somebody eats a betumas agov. Meaning, very nice hekdesh. But how do you know where to draw the line with the hekdesh? Why are you telling me something that was never mutter, such as it became tummy before zrika? So over there, the halach is that a kain that eats it, or it's, if or stamazay, it didn't become tummy before zrika. It's before zrika. That the halach is that a kain that eats it betumah is not going to be chayiv karis. You're limiting the application of the hekesh. Maybe broaden the application of the hekesh and say that any time right now it's not roi la'achila, even if it was once roi la'achila, something happened to it later, such as loin yaitze tamad loy mashal l'ashem rib. No, there's a riboy. Yochal sheni marbe es apigulin v'asan oisaris. The Gemara says oisaris haynulon. You just said you can't be marbe noisar. El afa pigulim kin noisaris. Maybe pigul should be like noisar. Tamad loy mir mizav v'chashlam miut. Point is, you have a riboy, you have a miut, so you can't be marbe everything. You also can't be memayin everything. Umar rois the rabbi says elu lohitzi es elu. Says the Gemara achash riba kasov a miut. We have a riboy, we have a miut. Meaning sometimes, if a Tomei eats something that's Aser Ba'achila, he's going to be Chayiv Karas. And sometimes if a Tomei eats something that's Aser Ba'achila, he's not going to be Chayiv Karas. What we say is, Mar Ba'ani Yaseilu Shoyis L'mashas HaKosher, U'moitze Ani Yaseilu Shloyis L'mashas HaKosher. It makes sense to be Marba and say you'll be Chayiv Karas if you eat something that was once Mutter, and that you won't be Chayiv Karas if you eat something that was never Mutter. So if the Tomei eats it before Zerika, it was never Mutter, because Zerika's Matter. As a result, he's not going to be Chayiv Karas. If he eats it when there was a Machsheves Pigel, let's say, he's not going to be Chayiv Karas, because it was never Mutter, because you never had Kosher Avodas to be Matter. If the Kohen ate it when he was Tomei, where it was not Roy Lachila, but it was because of something that happened after that already been Mutter, such as the Basel was Lon, it was Yoitze, something that happened after the Zrika was done, the Kashras, to a full Kashra Avoidus, the Zrika was Mater, everything was okay. Al Zenamar, the Riboy, over there he's going to be Chayev. So the bottom line is that a Tame is not allowed to eat Kachim. If he eats Kachim, he's Chayev Karas, but there's a limitation. He's only Chayev if he eats Kachim that was, at the very least, once Roy Lachilo. But if the Kachem itself was never Roy Lachilo, you were never able to say on this piece of meat, Kol Tohar Yechal Basar, because it was never ever Mutter. There was no Shasa Kosher. In that case, he's not going to be Chayev. Continues the Braisa, and this is the part we need. Vim Toimar, Basar Shinit Malufnei Zrikas Damim, Va'achloi La'achas Zrikas Damim, Ibnei Machayov and Olav. That loch is, the Braisa says, that if the Basar would become Tomei before Zrika, and then the Kohen would eat it after Zrika, that loch is, the Tomei for eating this Basar would be Chayev. Why is he chayef? If it became tameh before the zrika, then it never had a shasa kosher. And based on the rule of the braisa, he shouldn't be chayef. Yet the halacha is he's chayef. And tzok the gemara b'nei atzitz meratza. The reason is because the tzitz is meratza. And being that the tzitz is meratza, so the tzitz says that even though there was tomah, it's as if the avodas were done. And even though physically you can't eat it, but al zenem atzitz meratza, that we look at it as if there was a kosher zrika. And it's considered kolto yoichal basar. And as a result, if the tummy is going to eat it, he's going to be chayef karas. Okay, what do we want from here? Nitma in yoitzei loy. It sounds like from this braisa that only if it was nitma lifnei zrika, is it okay? Is it considered ra'i lachila enough that if a tummy eats it afterwards, he's going to be chayef karas? But what if it would have been yoitzei lifnei zrika? Then it sounds like if a Tomei would eat it, he wouldn't be Chayiv Karas. Now the truth is, that's been Machloikis Shnuya. That's a big Machloikis in Shas. Man Shabalei Dome in Zrika Me'el Sliyotze. Who's the Tana that holds Zrika is not Me'el Sliyotze? It's all Rabbi Eliezer. Vik Tani de Meratza Tzitz Alachilois. And you'd see that the Tzitz is Meratza Alachilois. You see that Tzitz works for Basa became Tomei. Because in this Brisa that's discussing the Ritzoy Tzitz, it's discussing it in the case where the Basa became Tomei. That's the whole Nidon over here. Where a Kayin Tomei ate Basa. He's eating Basa of a carbon where the buster itself became Tomei Lifnei Zrika. We're saying Tzitz Meratza. So you see, number one, Tzitz Meratza Alachilos. You also see Derech Agav that the time of this Braisa holds Ein Zrika Mayele Sliyotze. Because the Braisa seems to hold that if the buster would become Tomei Lifnei Zrika, the Zrika would work to tell me that a Tomei that eats it is Chayiv Karas, but if it would be Yoitze Lifnei Zrika not. In other words, Ein Zrika Mayele Sliyotze. So you see that there's a Tana here that holds Ein Zrika Mayele Sliyotze. He holds Tzitz Meratza Alachilos. The one that holds Ein Zrika Mayele Sliyotze in Shas is Rebbe Eliezer. So you see Rebbe Eliezer holds Tzitz Meratza Alachilos. Now it's very nice. It's Rebbe Eliezer L'shitasoy in the Braisa that we mentioned on top. Rebbe Eliezer Tzitz Meratza Alachilos. Rebbe Yoitze Ein Tzitz Meratza Alachilos. But that's all true if you're not Epoch the Braisa. If you're Epoch the Braisa, then it comes out that Rebbe Yoitze is the one that holds Tzitz Meratza Alachilos. Rebbe Eliezer holds Ein Tzitz Meratza Alachilos. You can have a stira in Rebbe Eliezer, and you can't make an epoch in a braisa to end up with a stira in a braisa. Must be then, you have to leave the previous braisa the way it was. Which means Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Tzitz Meratza Alachilos. It's Rebbe Eliezer that holds Tzitz Meratza Alachilos. If Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Tzitz Meratza Alachilos, if you keep in cheshbon, that means we started off with two braises, and we wanted the first braisa to be the the Tanakama of the Mishnah Masechtas Trumas. And we wanted the second brisa to be Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah Masechtas Trumas. It's very nice. You want to apply Rabbi Yossi's shita that when we don't make a knas by mezid, it's a so too a karbin yachid, where the tuma happened by mezid, or the zrika happened by mezid. The halacha is you're going to still say tzitz meratzes Rabbi Yossi. The problem is that brisa also holds tzitz meratzes alachilos. And Rabbi Yossi's shita is ain't tzitz meratzes alachilos. And based on that, we just knocked out the first teretz. So the first teretz of the stira was her rabbanon, her Rabbi Yossi. That doesn't work. Elam Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said Saint Teretz, just change the names. Loi Kasha Har Rabbi Liyeza Har Rabbanon. The second price you just said holds sitz meratz al achilas. Who holds sitz meratz al achilas? Rabbi Liyeza. It'll be Rabbi Liyeza. But the Gemara asks a very obvious question. Even the Shamali the Rabbi Liyeza the meratz sitz al achilas. Because you find Rabbi Liyeza holds sitz meratz al achilas, and the tan of that price holds sitz meratz al achilas. That means Rabbi Liyeza is the tan of that price. The loi kones mi Shamali. The ikur chiddush of that price is not sitz meratz al achilas. The ikur chiddush of that price was bein shoygik bein mezid bein yachid bein tzibur. Where do you find anywhere that Rabbi Eliezer holds that a carbon yachid, even the mezid, the tzitz is going to be meratz? So the Gemara says, in keichad shamalei the Rabbi Yosi, shamalei the Rabbi Eliezer. Yeah, in fact, the same exact way that we know Rabbi Yosi holds, that the same Rabbi Yosi that we're applying to our sugya to make us think that Rabbi Yosi would hold carbon yachid, shoygig mezid, the tzitz would be meratz, I have the same exact information about Rabbi Eliezer. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer, oyim beim shoygig beim mezid, chumasay chumas. It's beforeish. What was the Rabbi Yosi that we had? It was Rabbi Yosi in Truma. I have the same exact Rabbi Eliezer in Truma. But the Gemara continues and says, "Amen." The Shamalei Rabbi Eliezer, but Truma the Kilo. Because from the Chamir, Mi Shamalei, and this would have been a kasha on the first teretz also. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Eliezer, how are you telling to Truma to Kachin? Maybe by Truma, which is not so chamor over there, we're not koines when it comes to a mezid. But maybe Kachin, which is more chamor, we are koines. But the Gemara says, "I hear the chilk." You want to make a chilek between Shuma and Kachem? I'm buying. I have no problem with that. But I'm Kain. Ha, man, tarme. Who is the time? It has to be somebody. Who's going to be the time of the Braisa? It has to be Lechaira, either Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Eliezer. We know it can't be Rabbi Yossi because of an agav issue. Rabbi Yossi holds ain't sitz meratz al achilos, and the Braisa holds sitz meratz al achilos. So be Rabbi Eliezer. It has to be one of those two. And even though you can make a chilek, I got it. The lumden can go crazy here and tell me, how you shtelling too? You're not, the fact you're not going to be mafishman, Shuma tmei al Shuma taira, to the Allah of tzitz meratz al achilos. I'm sure there's a chilek you could say, and the Gemara throws out a very obvious one. One is truma, one is kachem. That's pretty obvious. And kachem is always more chavar. But at the same time, who is it? It has to be somebody. There is such a braisa, and the best we can come up with is that it's initially Rabbi Yossi, alternatively Rabbi Eliezer. Either way, those are the first two terutzim of the Gemara. But there's another two terutzim. Ravina says it's not fair, because the truth is, when we saw the braisa originally, we saw that the braisa left us hanging. Right? It wasn't clear in the braisa when the braisa said shoygig mezid. What was shoygig mezid? So you have two braisas. One braisa says sitz meratza on karbin yachid the shoygig napa mezid. You have another braisa that says sitz meratza on karbin yachid bein shoygig bein mezid. It's a stira. Really, before you ask the stira, you have to ask yourself, what does shoygig mezid mean? Maybe what shoygig mezid means in one braisa and what shoygig mezid means in the other braisa is not the same thing. We pose two possibilities. One possibility was it was nitma b'shoygig versus nitma b'mezid. The second possibility was the zrika was done b'shoygig versus the zrika being done b'mezid. The Gemara is going to say two additional terutzim to answer the stira. Both are going to be along this theme that what shoygig mezid means in one braisa is not what shoygig mezid means in which braisa. What does shoygig mean in the first braisa? What does it mean in the second price? Those are the two terutzim. Says the Gemara, Ravina says, Tumasoi, when it comes to the Tumma, Bein b'shoygig, Bein b'mezid, Hurtza. The second price is discussing Nitma. How did it become Tame? Did it become Tame b'shoygig, or did it become Tame b'mezid? If it became Tame, whether it was b'shoygig, whether it was b'mezid, it's going to be Hurtza. Zrikasoi, when it comes to the Zrika, b'shoygig, Hurtza, b'mezid, Hurtza. So the first price is discussing the Zrika. The second price is discussing the Tumma. There's no stira. The Zrika, if the Zrika happened b'mezid, loy Hurtza. That's what the second price is saying. That's what the first price is saying. The second price is not talking about the Zrika. The second price is talking about the Tumah. If it became Tumah, even b'mezid, it doesn't matter. It's still going to be Hurtza. Rav Sheila Amar, same teretz, but just the opposite. Zrikasai, as it relates to the Zrika, bein b'shoygig, bein b'mezid, Hurtza. Tumasai, as it relates to the Tumah, b'shoygig, Hurtza, b'mezid, loy, Hurtza. Faith Gemara, the Rav Sheila, again, Rav Sheila's teretz was that the second price is discussing Zrika, the first price is discussing Tumah. So as it relates to Zrika, it doesn't matter if it happened b'shoygig or b'mezid, it's going to be Hurtza even for a carbon yachid. As it relates to Tumah, there you have the idea of b'shoygig, Hurtza, b'mezid, loy, Hurtza. Faith Gemara, hadik tani, shenitma, bein b'shoygig, Bein B'mezin, doesn't it sound like the Tumah happened B'shoigeg B'mezin in this Braisa? Where it says, no, Hachi Kamar, Nitma B'shoigeg V'zarkoi, Bein B'shoigeg Bein B'mezin. Tashma, one other Kasha on Rab Shela, again, who said, Zrika, Bein B'shoigeg Bein B'mezin, Hurtza, Tumah is where you have the Chilik and Shoigeg and Mezin. Dam Shenitma, V'zarkoi, B'shoigeg Hurtza, B'mezin, Loi Hurtza. Sagt die Gemara, Hachi Kamar, Dam Shenitma, the zarkoi bein b'shoigig bein b'mezid nitma b'shoigig hortza b'mezid loy hortza. You can play with the words, so it can work with Rav Shela. Exhale. So the topic of today's daf was really one topic. It's the halacha of tzitz meratza, and we saw a few yesoides in today's daf. Number one, we saw the idea of tzitz meratza. Tzitz is only meratza on tuma, even though the pasuk seems to speak in more general terms. V'hoya al meitzach aharon, v'nosa aharon es avoyin hakadosh m'asher yakdishu b'nei Yisrael l'chol matnos kodshehem. What's this avoyin hakadoshim? So the Gemara, by process of elimination, said that it's referring to the avoyin of tuma. What does it mean that tzitz is meratza on tumah? It means that if the carbon was tame, which part of the carbon, the dam, the chelev, a machlekes in the Gemara, if it means the basar as well, tzitz meratza al achilos, ain't tzitz meratza al achilos. But if a part of the carbon was tame, and now the zrika was done, there was a special koyach for the tzitz to be meratza that said that even though technically, based on the ordinary laws of kachim, because there's tumah in this carbon, the carbon shouldn't be meratza, that tzitz is meratza, it allows us somehow to have a carbon that's kosher, despite the fact that really, this carbon should be possible. So just before we get into the real raid, just two things that are important, b'teras hakdama, really in terms of understanding Pashup Shana in this Gemara. And that is, when we talk about the tzitz being meratza, antumah. So Pasha, what it means is that if the Kayin, Gadol, because he's the one that wore the tzitz, was wearing the tzitz at the time that the zrika was done with this carbon that's tameh, although the zrika really shouldn't be meratza, the tzitz allows that the zrika should be meratza. That's the pashuv shaf. You ask the man on the street, that's what he's going to tell you. Stating that, Rashi mesachtes yuvan daf zayin amid beis, and Rashi mesachtes sanhedrin daf yud beis amid beis, and Rashi in other places in Shas says a tremendous chiddush. He says that when we talk about the tzitz of the kohen gadol being meratza on tuma, what matters is whether the kohen gadol was wearing the tzitz at the time it became tame or not. Meaning, what matters is not what was going on at the time of the zrika, but rather what matters is what was going on at the time of the tumah. So if the kohen gadol was wearing the tzitz when the tumah happened, then you're going to have the tzitz meratza. If the kohen gadol was not wearing the tzitz at the time of the tumah, you're not going to have tzitz meratza. But here's the punchline. If the kohen gadol was not wearing the tzitz at the time that the tumah happened, but he was wearing it at the time of the zrika, even though the zrika is what's meratza, it doesn't matter. Tzitz meratza means that the tzitz is working at the time of the chalos tumah. That's what matters. It does not matter whether he's wearing it at the time of his zrika. The Shagas Aryeh in his Gvura Sariyeh, Masechtes Yuma Daf Zayin Amud Beis, asks the Intoimar. He doesn't understand Pashut Pshat Rashi. What caused Rashi to learn this way? Pashut, he says, in Svaru, that's the Lashon of the Shagas Aryeh, you would think that the way tzitz meratza works is if the kohen gadol was wearing the tzitz at the time of his zrika, then it's going to be meratza. Who cares what was going on at the time of the tumah? The ritzui takes place when the zrika takes place. So tzitz meratza, you'd think, works in ten with the zrika somehow. It gives the zrika its kayach. So you would think the kohen gadol needs to be wearing the tzitz at the time of the zrika. Why? Or how? And favos did Rashi think that tzitz meratza is totally in the shas ha-tumah and not in the shas ha-zrika? The Shagas Aryeh leaves it at tzarachin, and we're going to leave it at that note as well. But the truth is that really this Rashi and this Shagas Aryeh and the way that we're going to speak about right now is really totally in one mandama in shas. Because the truth is, there is a mandama in shas that holds that the tzitz was meratza bein oidoy al metzchoy u bein ein oidoy al metzchoy. So Rashi's coming to explain the Manda Omar that holds that the kohen gadol had to be wearing the tzitz in order to have tzitz meratza. When did he have to be wearing it? Says Rashi, you would have thought he had to be wearing it at the time of the zrika. No, he had to be wearing it at the time of the tumah. But the truth is that that in itself is b'machloikis shnuy. It's machloikis in shas. It's a machloikis whether the kohen gadol had to be wearing the tzitz at all. There's a Manda Omar that says even if he wasn't wearing it. So according to the Manda Omar that says the kohen gadol didn't have to be wearing the tzitz, it's simple. The tzitz was meratza even if he's not wearing it. We're going according to the Manda Omar that holds that the kohen gadol had to be wearing the tzitz. When did he have to be wearing it? Pasha, you would have thought, b'shazrika. Shagasari says that's the svara. Rashi says not that way. Rashi says not totally in the shazrika, but rather it is totally in the shaz avoda. Now for the hashtag topol. The Rambam, in the end of Hilchas Kalayim, and we've spoken about this Rambam many, many times, says a chiddush. Rambam says, it's Perik Yud Hilchas Kalayim Halacha Lamed Beis. Kehanim Shalav Shu Big Day Kahuna, Shaloi B'Shas Avoida. If the Kehanim were wearing the Big Day Kahuna, Shaloi B'Shas Avoida. Afilu B'Mikdash, even if it was in the Beis HaMikdash, like it, they get malchus. And the reason is, with Neya Avnei Shu Kalayim, because one of the Big Day Kahuna was the Avnei. The Avnei was made up of Kalayim, V'Loi Hud Shu Boy, and even though it's okay to wear the Avnei, but it's only Muti B'Shas Avoida, Shuhi Mitzvah Sasei, Kamaya Tzitzis. When the Kohen's doing the Avoida, he has the Asei of Avoida that's Toicho, the Loi Sasei of the Kalayim, and as a result, it's okay for him to wear the Big Day Kuna. But if a Kayan is wearing the Big Day Kuna, even if it's in the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't matter. He's still going to get Malkus, and the reason is because he's wearing Kalayim. He's being over the Isser Shatnes Shaloi B'Makim Mitzvah, and as a result, he's going to get Malkus for what? For the Loi Sase of Loi Silba Shatnes. Aye, then why isn't it always a problem? Because ordinarily, says the Rambam, when he's doing the Avoida, he's being Mekayim the Mitzvah Sase. What's the Mitzvah Sase? The mitzvah sasei of avoida. We spoke already that it's not the mitzvah of avoida. The Rambam l'shitasa in Sefer HaMitzvahs, mitzvah lamed gimel, where the Rambam holds that wearing the big day kuna is in and of itself a mitzvah. That's the Imre Baruch teretz to the Shagasari's kasha. The income of Melahak. But that kiddu is the Rambam shita. The Rambam asks two kashas. The first kasha the Rambam says is Omer Avram Tobozet. The Rambam made a mistake. Shari Omer b'yume perik bali koin gadol samach tesam and aleph b'mikdash avilu shloi b'shas avoida mutar. First of all, the Rambam says the Rambam paskin nalik a gemara. It's a Gemara Masechtes Yuma, Daf Samech Tesam and Aleph. It's a Mefurish Gemara that the Kohen was allowed to wear his Big Day Kuna Shloi B'Shas Avoida, albeit in the Beis HaMikdash. Big Vulvin, there's a discussion in the Gemara if he could wear it or not. But in the Beis HaMikdash, no. The Rambam says, Kohanim Shalav Shu Big Day Kuna Shloi B'Shas Avoida, Afi Vulvin Mikdash Shloi. That's the first Kasha. The second Kasha, Umayd the Kamer Nami Mipneya Avnei Chuchol Kalayim. This is what the Rambam said, that the reason the Kohen will get Malkus if he wears Big Day Kuna Shloi B'Shas Avoida is because of the Avnei. Break the rivet. Why is the Rambam only mentioning the Avnet? What about the Choshen and the Eifoid? The Choshen and the Eifoid also had Kalayim. And the truth is, there's a machlokes in the Gemara whether the Avnet had Kalayim. So really, the Rivet's Kasha is a very strong Kasha. Why is the Rambam saying that the Shatnes is based on the Avnet, which is questionable whether it had Shatnes? Zugrut! Say Choshen, say Eifoid. The Choshen, the Eifoid, everybody agrees. It's Sukkim in the Torah that it was made up of Kalayim. So if the Choshen, the Eifoid were made up of Kalayim, why did the Rambam say Mipnei Ha'avnet Shehu Kalayim? What happened to the Choshen and what happened to the Eifoid? Zok the Beis HaLevi and behecked him another Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, Perik Ches Halach Yidav. The Rambam brings the same Halach over there. So this Rambam is in Hilchas Kalayim, where the Rambam is discussing Kalayim. The other Rambam is in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, where the Rambam is discussing Avoid. Says the Rambam, Big Day Kuhuna, Mutter Lehames Bahem. Lefichach Loivesh Oysam Biyoim Avoidasoy. Afilu Shaloi B'Shas Avoid. Says the Rambam, you let it have Anah from the Big Day Kuhuna. And it's for that reason, it's okay for the Kohen to wear his Big Day Kuna, afilu shloi b'shas avoida. Says the Rambam, chutz min ha'avneit, with the exception of the avneit, v'pnei shehu shatnes, l'fichach osu l'koyin hegit l'loiv shoy el b'shas avoida. Says the Beis HaLevi. The Rambam over here went out of his way to tell me this halacha with regards to a Kohen Hedyet. Again, Big Day Kuhuna Butali Honesban. Leviga Chloe Vishoisim Yem Avidasa Afilu Shloi Vishas Avoid. Chutz Min Avnit, Mipnei Shu Shatnes. It's for that reason, says the Rambam, Asur Le Kohen Hedyet. Leviv Shoi Ela Shloi Vishas Avoid. Why is it only the Kohen Hedyet? Why not the Kohen Gadol? Says the Beis HaLevi, Shteiton Rambam Amor Degi Yisoy. That it was only the Kohen Hedyet that had to be worried about the Avnit Shloi Vishas. Shas Mitzvah. But as it relates to the Kohen Gadol, there was no such issue. Why not? Says the Beis HaLevi, based on the Gemara that we learned today. We learned the Gemara today that the tzitz was meratzah. What does it mean the tzitz was meratzah? If the carbon became tummy, whether it was the dam, whether it was the chelev, and according to one mandam and shas, even if the basar became tummy, ordinarily that would disqualify the carbon. But there's a special halacha of tzitz meratzah. And there's a mandam and shas that says, when was the tzitz meratzah? If it was oydayal metzchay, if the Kohen Gadol was wearing the tzitz. And says the Beis HaLevi, that's pashut. although it's not Pashut, but says the Beis Halevi, that's Pashut, that when we did say that Tzitz was Meratz, it means that the Kohen Gadol was wearing all his big day kuna. He was wearing the Shmoyne Begadim, then there was a power for the Tzitz to be Meratz. Says the Beis Halevi, if that's the case, there's no such thing as Shaloi B'Shas Avoida when it comes to the Kohen Gadol. Because if the Kohen Gadol is wearing the Shmoyne Begadim, even if he's not doing the Avoida, he's not being Madlik the Neiros, he's not bringing the Ktoiras, he's not doing Shchita Kabbalah Ilacha Azrika. But at the end of the day, if the Kohen Gadol is wearing the Shmoyne Begadim, if Tumah would happen at that moment, the way Rashi says in Yuma Zayin Amid Beis and in Sanhedrin Yud Beis Amid Beis, the halacha is that tzitz would be meratza. That means wearing the tzitz in and of itself always has a koyach to be meratza. So it's always shas avoida. If it's always shas avoida, there's no such thing as shaloi b'shas avoida. That's why when the Rambam brought the halacha in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash Perek Ches, says the Rambam also the koyin hedyet the loiv shay elo shaloi b'shas avoida. What do you mean koyin hedyet? Why not koyin gadol? So to Beis Halevi, because it's not possible. Sinish gemot when it comes to the koyin gadol. Only by the koyin hedyet is there a concept of shas avoida shaloi b'shas avoida. But by the koyin gadol with the tzitz is Meratza, it's always going to be Shas Avodah. Talk to Beis Halevi, that's the Rambam Lushitasa. The Rambam in Perek Yud Hilchos Kelayim Halach Lamed Beis says, Chayanim Shalav Shabit Ekun Shalav Shas Avodah, Afilu Bemik Nishalav Yom Neyo Avdeh, Shehu Kelayim, Freik the Ravid, Umayik the Kama Nami Bnei Avdeh, Shehu Shal Kelayim, Otu Choshin Ve'efai, Mi Lesu, Kelayim, Bit Mi Freik the Ravid, I don't understand. Why is the Rambam talking about Kelayim Avdeh? Why not talk about the Choshen and the Eifai? The Teretz says, because who wore the Choshen and the Eifai? The Kohen Gadol wore the Choshen and the Eifai. Being that it was only the Kohen Gadol that wore the Choshen and the Eifai. It wasn't the Kohen Hedyet. And the Rambam Lishitase holds that the whole Halacha is only negay the Kohen Hedyet. It's not negay the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Hedyet, you can't talk about the Choshen and the Eifai. It's like the Rambam, it's because of the Avnei. I pass in the Avnei of the Kohen Hedyet at Kalayim. That's why it's only negay the Kohen Hedyet, it's not negating the Kohen Gadol. That's why the Rambam mentioned Avnet. The Rambam not mentioned the Choshen and the Eifai. There's a Gemara Masechtes Kedushin Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph that tells a fascinating and a well-known story. So yesterday we had the Gemara about Rav Kahana and Rav and Rav Yechanan, Bava Kama Kuf Yezayin Amud Aleph. This is another story that's a classic, tucked away in the middle of a super lumdish Gemara. Sugyas of Trey Utrey, Eid Echon Nemen Bisurim, Ein Davisha Be'erva Pachas Mishnayim. It's very lumdish. Place was there in Kedushin. Samach Vav Amud Aleph Shtika Kaita. He does Padin Kamei Eidin Nami. That's the... There's major lumdish over there. But tucked in the middle of a super lumdish Gemara, the Gemara tells a story. There was a story with Yani HaMelech, Shaholach Lekucha L'Sheb Midbar. He went to a certain city. V'kibei Shom Shishim Krachim. U'bachazorosim. When he came back, he was really, really pumped. V'kar L'chol Chachmei Yisrael. And he called all the Chachmei Yisrael. He made a suda for them. Amalehem. And he tells the Chachmei Yisrael, I think now would be a good time to remember Holach Ma'anyo Da'achalu Avasana. Aviseinu Hoyo Ichlam Meluchim B'zman Shayu Asuka B'Veis HaMikdosh. Remember, once upon a time, our humble beginnings, where our ancestors were building the second Beis HaMikdosh, and they would eat meluchim. They didn't have anything. They would eat salty food. Af anu noicha meluchim zeichel aviseinu. Let's sit down on the floor and let's eat meluchim zeichel aviseinu. The helu meluchim al shulchanu shazava achla. And this is an amazing event. This is literally the best of times. Vayisham echad. And there was one person who was sitting at the meal, who was an ish late levra ubliyah. Quite the resume. The Elazar ben Pa'ira Shemay. Vayom Elazar ben Pa'ira Yanei HaMelech. And Elazar ben Pa'ira turns to Yanei HaMelech and he tells him, Yanei HaMelech, Libam Shel Prushim Alecha. You know, the Orthodox Jews, they don't really like you very much. So Yanei HaMelech says, really? Umayesa? I mean, how do I know? Maybe you're not telling the truth. He says, I'll tell you, you can. Hokim Lem Batzitcha Bein Einech. Put on the tzitz. Yanei HaMelech was the Kohen Gadol. So he says, put on the tzitz. Rashi says that when you're going to wear the tzitz, it's going to cause them, out of deference to the tzitz, to have to tell the truth. You can ask him anything you want. That's the perfect lie detector. And you're going to know 100% what's going on in their minds. So he went ahead, Yanei HaMelech, did he put on the tzitz? There was an alti yid. He says, Yanei HaMelech, Ravacha Kesa Malchus, isn't it enough that you're king? Why don't you let a real Kayan be the Kayan Gadol? It was a very big mistake. And the reason this person said this was because people used to say there was a rumor that although Yanei HaMelech's father
father was a kohen, yani came from the chashmina, but imoy nishbis b'moidim, but his mother had been a shvuya in moidim, and there were rumors that maybe she wasn't a kshera. As a result, he's a ben gerusha, ben chalutza, a ben shvuya, ben zayna, and he's possible to be a kohen hedyet, let alone a kohen gadol. Either way, people started looking into it. At that suda, they do their quick due diligence. Vayavukash hadavar, lo and behold, v'leinimtza. They found out that what this alti yid Yehuda ben Gedudya said was not true. Everybody left and the meal ended abruptly, so it started off as this unbelievable celebration with everyone sitting on the floor and they're remembering the meluchim that the Jews ate when they built the Beis HaMikdash. It had a very bad ending. So this same bad guy turns to Yane and says, you know, when a fight breaks out and things end uncomfortably, so everybody leaves in a bad mood and then they get together and they make up. He said, but you're a king and you're the Kohen Gadol. You can't just let this end like this. You have to do something. So Yana HaMelech again said, Umaesa, what should I do? So Lesman Pira told him, if you listen to me, Roimsen, kill them. So Yana HaMelech said, kill them? These are the Chachamim. V'teira matei oleo. So he said, don't worry about the Torah. Torah will be fine. Harry Kruchu Munachas Bekeren Zavis, Kalaroit Salumo, Yavim Elumai. The Torah's not going anywhere. I didn't tell you to destroy the Sifrei Torah Chalila. I said destroy the Chachmei Yisrael. Amr Nachman Bad Yitzchak Biyad, Nizr Gabay Apikorsis. So you see that Yanei HaMelech at that moment became an Apikorsis. The Havalei LeMeimar, because what should he have followed back and said? Teinuch Torah Shabiksav. But Torah Shabal Pet, this is before Rebbe's at that point, Torah Shabbat Peh hadn't been written down yet. Torah Shabbat Peh Mateola. Either way, Miyad Vatutz Tzara Idel Lozman Pira VaYihorgul Kol Chachmi Yisrael. Yanei HaMelech listened to what Lozman Pira told him, and he killed all the Chachmi Yisrael. VaYoylam Mishtoimim, and the world was empty. There was no Torah. It's one of the few times in history where Chazal say VaYoylam Mishtoimim from Torah. Atshubas Shimon Ben Shotach. The Hichseres Atoiro Liyoshna. A fascinating story. What part of the story do we need? It's so Yanei HaMelech goes and he puts on the tzitz. Great toisvis. And it's really Rashi already asks the Gasha, how is Yanei HaMelech be able to put on sitting at a Suda? You could just go ahead and put on the tzitz. It's not so simple. Isn't there a big Shaila if you're allowed to just put on Big Day Kunda, Shalei B'Shas Avoida? This wasn't a Shas Avoida. How's it wearing the tzitz? Says Toysis from a Farish Rabbeinu Tam, the Dafket sits, Mishum the Chsiv Boy Bahaya Metzchoy Tomit, Mashma the Mutter, Shaloy Bashas Avoid. Being that the Torah says the tzitz should be Tomit on the Haran, so it sounds like he can even wear it Shaloy Bashas Avoid. Ava Bashar Begodim Boy. But when it comes to other Begodim, nah, the Yani Hoyukoy, Mizera Beis Chashmoinoy, and he was putting on the tzitz Shaloy Bashas Avoid, even though it's a big tumult in Shas, whether you're allowed to put on Shaloy Bashas Avoid. Sinish Kain Kasha. You know why it's not a Kasha? Because over here you're dealing with the tzitz, and he only put on the tzitz. He didn't put on the other begadim. All he did was put on the tzitz. But the truth is, with this raid from the Beis HaLevi, I don't know if it's muchach. Maybe put on all the big day kuna. You're not allowed to wear shaloi b'shas avoyda. Why you're not allowed to wear shaloi b'shas avoyda? Because of this problem of shatness. But when it comes to the kohen gadol, there's never a problem of shatness. Why is there not a problem of shatness? Because it's always shas avoyda. Because the tzitz is always being meratza. The bottom line is, being that the tzitz is always being meratza, it's for that reason it's not going to be an issue. But just one final ha'ara, and that is that the Chasam Sofer, in his Tshuvas, in Yerideh Simin Samech Tes, asks a bamba kasha. We've spoken about this kasha in the past very, very briefly, but we've never gotten into it. That is the sugya Perakan Hazakin, where the Gemara discusses a kohen that has a machsheves pigel. Is he a mazik? Does he now have to pay the bayil manah? Hezek nikr shmei hezek, or hezek nikr shloi shmei hezek. And there's a man number that says that he's a mazik, and as a result, he has to pay. Bavikama dafei, the Rashi, right? It's a sugi in shas. Kehanim shapiglu, whether or not the chayef mishum mazik. Freitach sam soy for a kasha. I think he brings the one of his talmidim, asked him the kasha, that we know that a kohen that wears big day kuna, shloi b'shas avoida, is over the Issa Shatnes. It's the Rambam in the end of Hilchas Kalayim. It's the Rambam Perik Ches and Hilchas Kalei HaMikdash. And the reason is because the Big Day Kuna had Shatnes and he's wearing it Shalei B'Shas Avoida. If a Kohen does the Avoida with a Machshavas Pigel, it comes out he never did an Avoida. Because he did it with Machshavas Pigel. If he never did the Avoida, it comes out he wore Big Day Kuna Shalei B'Shas Avoida. If he wore Big Day Kuna Shalei B'Shas Avoida, he gets Malkus for being over the Issa Shatnes. If he gets Malkus for being over the Issa Shatnes, he can't be Chayiv Al Tzmazik, because you're not Loiko Mashallah. So the Talmud asked the Chasam Sofer, that he doesn't understand. Kohanim shepiglu, you're a mazik. Hey, you're a mazik. To the extent that you had a machshavas pigul, it comes out of a shalei b'shas avoida. If it was shalei b'shas avoida, You're over there sashatness. If you're over there sashatness, then you're loika. If you're loika, you're not mishalim. So you're always going to be eating like a mishalim. So who's this man number those? Kayam Shabiglu, you're going to be chai. So the Kisvei HaGrach, they bring Rav Chaim Briska. The Rav Chaim Briska said a gevaldige teretz based on sugyas that we've learned together, Mesachtes Kachin. And that is that we know that there's a terminology which at first glance sounds like an oxymoron, but it's a terminology that's used. It's called carbon pigle. What does carbon pigle mean? It means in order for a carbon to be pigle, it actually requires avodah. Kartzas kosher kachartzas pasul. Atche yikrevu kol matirav. It's one of the intros to pigle that we spoke about last week. In order for a carbon to be pigle, you actually need to do avodahs. It needs dalat avodahs. That's why if the carbon that was had the machshavas pigle was a chatas, for example, and a kohen had a machshavas shloim b'shmo during one of the avodahs, which makes the carbon pasul. And then he had a machshavas pigle, it's not pigle because it's not a kosher carbon pigle because the shloim b'shmo knocked it out. You need that. The only thing wrong with this carbon should be pigle. But if there's something else wrong with this carbon, it's not going to be. But the point is, there's something called a carbon pigle, and a carbon pigle, in order for it to be a kosher carbon pigle, using those words loosely, needs dalet avoidas. If it needs dalet avoidas, said Reb Chaim, it comes out that what a kohen does an avoida with the machsheves pigle, say, he's an avoida. Because if it wasn't an avoida, would it be pigle? It can't be pigle if it's not an avoida. So what was the chsam seifis kasha? Says Reb Chaim. The Chassam Seifis Kasha was that L'chaira, every time a Kohen does an Avodah with a Machsheves Pigel, it's Shalei B'Shas Avodah. If it's Shalei B'Shas Avodah, you should get Malkus for this Hashanah. If that's the case, you shouldn't be Chayev, because you're not like a Mishalim. So, Reb Chaim, it's not true. It's not Shalei B'Shas Avodah. It's Shas Avodah. Either it was a Machsheves Pigel, Fakert, that's more the reason that it was a Shas Avodah. Because Pigel requires Avodah. And if it's not Aveda, it's not Pigel. So it was a Shas Aveda. Shas Aveda, it's not Shalei B'Shas Aveda, by definition. As a result, you're not going to be Chayv Malkus, so you don't have a problem with being like. But that was the Chassam Seifas Kasha. And the Chassam Seifas Tshuva brings a few terutzim. But I was thinking, like this base Alevi, it could be its Pasha. Maybe when the Mishnah says Kehanim Shepigel, we don't mean a Kayin Hadya. We mean a Kayin Gadol. Who said we mean a Kayin Hadya? Maybe you mean a Kayin Gadol. A Kayin Gadol, it's never Shalei B'Shas Aveda. Because even though the Kayin Gadol was doing the Aveda with a Machsheves Pigel, so clapping the Aveda that he was doing, it was maybe Shalosh Shas. But it's always a Shas Avodah because this is always Meratzah. So if it's always a Shas Avodah because it's Meratzah, it's always going to be a Shas Avodah. It's not Shalei B'Shas Avodah. Thus, he's not Leika. There's no problem of Leika or Mishalei.